Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Hiking, biking, or a workout at the gym may not seem like activities that can benefit your relationship and sex life, but the studies show that we tend to be better partners and lovers when we're healthy and fit. My guest, Mary Anderson, the deputy editor for Fitness Magazine, is here to tell us why that's the case. So, Mary, can working out together strengthen a relationship, really?
Absolutely. I mean, there's both the science and also just the, you know, data from actually experience something together that is a bonding experience. So both for your body and also for that sort of bonding, yes.
Now, are we more likely to push our husbands into working out? I mean, we're the ones that push them to go to the doctor. We're the ones that take care of everyone in our lives, right? Put your own mask on before you put
it's
the masks
true.
Of your... Are we the ones getting them to work out? Is that going to be a tough thing?
Well, you know, one of these things when you are now part of a couple, there's this tendency to go to the sort of minimum where the person who exercises the least kind of drags the other one to their level. And, you know, from our readers, of course, they're the super fit, you know, women who have fitness on their minds. So we always hear like, I gained 10 pounds when I got together with my boyfriend because why? He eats more and he likes to watch, you know, NFL games. So I think, you know, women tend to be drill sergeants in all other aspects of our lives. And we kind of take on that role too with fitness.
I think we do. And we have to prioritize. You know, I always say to people, you don't have time to exercise. You have to make time to exercise.
Right.
So as a couple, we have to set this time apart at like a date time.
Right. And I think, you know, there was this great thing that the volleyball player Gabby Reese once told me. She's like, you have to think about it like doing your taxes. They're not, you know, optional. And fitness to you should seem that same level of like, look, it's not an optional thing in my day. So where am I going to fit it in the schedule? You're exactly right. Like the people who plan ahead, I think there's been so many studies that, you know, whoever had the game plan for when they were going to work out. And in fact, those people, not only who had a game plan, but who had a plan B, like knowing what you were going to do when you missed that spinning class, made you more likely to get some kind of exercise without doing that all or nothing thing we always tell ourselves, like, well, I miss spinning, so it's basically me and watching Fashion Police tonight. So you have that plan B, you're more likely to say, okay, I have this DVD back at my house. I'm going to work out with Jillian Michaels.
I hate the days that I miss my exercise and my kids say, Mom, go on the treadmill. You're absolutely a monster right now. And, you know, but getting my husband to work out with me is not that easy. But as I understand it, we can also, I mean, it can help our sex life.
Absolutely. You know, there's hormones involved and, you know, you always hear about the endorphin high and energy levels. Well, there have been studies, meta-analysis, that said you get 20 minutes of exercise, just moderate activity exercise, you have 20% more energy. It's not so hard to see where that 20% more energy might make you more interested in, you know, bonding with your partner and, you know, having a more active sex life. And, you know, besides these studies that also, these 20 minutes of cardio they found at 75% of your maximum effort, that kind of effort where you can actually still speak in choppy sentences, it's been shown to increase sexual excitement by 150%. So there is data out there that, you know, if that's the cell you have to use with your husband, you know, if it's not the weight loss he's interested in, or if he's totally not that interested in spinning or kickboxing, maybe this is the language you need to speak.
Even if it's just as simple as taking a walk together after dinner or any of those things, because first of all, you're burning calories and you get that sort of, I get what you're saying, Mary, because you get that sort of like, I feel thin today, sexier feeling.
Absolutely. And, you are so right with the 20 minutes of walking. You know, you always hear that people eat back their calories and, you know, you do this active thing and then all of a sudden you want to just gorge because to reward yourself. But things that are sort of low, moderate activities, walking, don't have the same impact on your perceived appetite. So that's like the win-win. Like, you're bonding, you guys are walking together, you're hiking together, and nobody comes home and thinks like, okay, now we deserve an ginormous plate of pasta.
Well, that's another thing, right? Because as you're keeping track of our weight and everything like that, because when you feel fat, when you feel bloated, mm-hmm. as any women, we all do at certain times, some of us more than others, when you exercise, you feel better about yourself. And if your self-esteem is up, you're less likely to gorge on that Haagen-Dazs while watching Fashion Police or Grey's Anatomy.
Absolutely.
Or something. You know, you feel better about yourself. So some of this is just even the self-esteem helps the relationship too, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, there's this funny, and it might be an annual survey, I'm not sure, but Durex Condoms actually does this global survey of different countries and asks about, you know, your sex life and your activity level. And they continuously found like those countries, those people who do more exercise have more body confidence and are getting more sort of active sex lives as a result of it. So there's this link, like, you know, are those the most perfect bodies out there? The ones that are in the gyms and working out? Maybe, maybe not, but maybe they're just the most confident. And if you feel like you look good, it's like that's going to lead you to, you know, want to be together with your partner rather than hiding underneath the covers and pretending you're asleep.
Now, Mary, does this certainly apply also to working out in general with a buddy? Because I always use that as a motivation technique for my patients and clients is, you know, use a buddy that'll help keep you going. Mm-hmm. So if you're working out with a girlfriend, can that actually also help strengthen both your girlfriend relationship with your buddy and possibly your relationship back at home?
I think so. I mean, first of all, just netting that workout and making it such a positive, like you are sort of riding on a high in both ways. Like, you just had this huge stress relief because you were with your buddy, but you also have your endorphins and your extra energy. It's like you come back in the perfect mood for, you know, coming with a good attitude, coming home in a good mood, which is half the battle. It's like, if you're in a bad mood, nothing is going to seem appealing to you. And it definitely, in working out with a partner, as you said, it's totally a very smart tactic to motivate you to go harder. They've had studies where if you work out with somebody who's slightly fitter than you, like maybe your buddy is a little bit fitter, you'll rise to the occasion and go sort of to their level, which is another bonus for you. I mean, talk about more energy and talk about like better body benefits. So it's win-win, I think.
I think it's win-win as well. So, you know, in the last just 30 seconds or so, Mary, give us your best advice for working out, strengthening your relationship, and maybe even mention quickly some sexercises we can do.
Well, as for sexercises, we just published this study in our September issue that found that the Indiana University reported that 23% of women have experienced an orgasm during exercise. Now, they listed that 51% of these women said that it happened, they attributed to ab exercises, 20% said yoga hit the spot, and 16% said spinning, actually. So I don't know if that's applicable to everybody, but, you know, you could try.
Definitely something everybody can do. And Mary,
exactly.
You've just given us such great information. And the website is completely, certainly, fitnessmagazine.com. She's Mary Anderson, Deputy Fitness Editor of Fitness Magazine. And remember, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go, at radiomd.com. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.